Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Fire and Ice Show, where we have those hard-to-talk-about conversations, such as sexual assault and domestic violence, how to deal with life after life has dealt with you. Here, in this safe space, it's all about our journey towards emotional healing. Now, here's your co-host, number one best-selling author, Jay, and healing and transformation expert coach, Laura Shea, both affectionately known as Fire and Ice.
Hello, Blog Talk family. Hi, Jay.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. Thank you for all of our OG listeners. Thank you for the ones who are going to go listen to the replay. And thank you for the newcomers who is your first time listening. We appreciate you all. We welcome you all to our table. How was your week, Jay?
Welcome. It's been very busy, Shay. I have been doing a pilot of my talk show, Matters of My Heart with Jay, all week. And so tonight is the last episode, the last pilot for this week. So I get to rest for the next couple of days. So I'm really excited, to test something new. Something that's been on my heart and something that you and I, like we do all the time, is really giving people a platform to talk about their issues, talk about what's going on and all that kind of stuff. So pretty excited about that. And I'm also even more excited, I'm going all over the place, but I'm even more excited about what's happening at the end of this month. So in case you guys don't know...
Okay, I'm so slow.
Has been nationally known as Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Now, sexual assault is like one of those conversations, Shay, that nobody really wants to talk about out in public, I guess. Yeah, I mean, there are thousands and thousands of articles about it. People only pay attention to it in one month, which is the month of April. You have these huge organizations that center campaigns around sexual assault awareness and all this stuff. But we have found, and you and I, we were actually just talking about this, right before the show started, is that it's such a taboo topic. It's such one that people are not so comfortable with talking about publicly, which is why I love our show. Like, that's the main reason why I love Fire and Ice.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it. We're going to put it out on the table.
I think we're trailblazers in that. I'm going to corner ourselves is that we're trailblazers in that field because we host weekly conversations about sexual assault, domestic violence, and emotional healing because what happens after this happens to you. So I'm pretty excited about today's show, and I'm even more excited, Shay, about your organization, which you don't talk about. I got to keep, it's like pulling teeth, y'all. Y'all, it's like pulling teeth from my co-host.
I don't talk about it much. It's because, not that I don't want people to know about it or things like that. It's just that I feel like I don't want to be... a showboat. I don't want to feel like, oh, she's showboating, and I understand that you'll never know about it if I don't
care
about
what people think. Sleep that out. Bullshit. We don't care what people what you're doing, and it's so fabulous. But, I mean, I'm not even going to tell. You need to tell them. Like, what's going on with
with the okay. So this is
what's
going on.
Yeah.
Hear me?
What? Yeah.
Okay. So the my nonprofit, which are I'm gonna say our nonprofit because it's for the people. Our nonprofit is called Code to Diamond, and what we do is we partner with rape centers to give the victim client a spa therapy session to help them in their healing process. When I brought this up to the rape center that I work with, they were beyond ecstatic. They were like, oh my God, this is so great. I've never heard of anyone doing this. This is amazing.
This really
helps the victim. And they said it helped the victim because it goes deeper than just a massage therapy. It's not just, oh, they're going to get a relaxation. No, it's a cognitive therapy to help them trust people back into their personal space because they have been violated. It goes deeper than just getting a massage to feel good. No, it goes to the mental aspect of trusting people to be back in their personal space, and it helps them gain vulnerability again.
See, I love that. And you don't talk about it a lot, but this is something that is so needed, especially in our community, people that listen to us who may have experienced sexual assault. You know, how do you cope with that? And then, you know, our show thing is like, how do you deal with life after life has dealt with you? Move from that place of, you know, not trusting yourself, not trusting the abuser or the persecutor or perpetrator, I'm sorry, who hurt you. And it could be a woman. It could be a man. It doesn't matter. Like, we certainly, like, all men are bad or all women are bad or whoever hurt us, we feel like everyone in that category is the same way. And so how do you change mind over from that, and how do you grow into a life that you feel like I'm okay to wake up in the morning now? You know what I'm saying? And so your organization, which I absolutely love, Code to Diamond, it focuses on that. It focuses on transformation, right?
It does. It does. And the unique thing about my organization that sets me apart from other organizations is through a rape center. I partner with rape centers, and so the therapist and the psychologist that are at the rape center, they know when that person is ready to take that step into letting someone into their personal space. So it's all in a controlled environment that is being done. So it's not just someone coming to me saying, oh, I was a rape victim and I'm a survivor. Yeah. Can I get a massage therapy? It doesn't work that way. You have to be a client at a rape center, be under supervision of a therapist or a psychologist who feels you are ready to take this step. Because the last thing we want to do, and Jay, I'm pretty sure you can agree with me on this, is setting someone back in their journey because they're not ready.
Absolutely. And you're saying something very important here. There are stages to this emotional healing process.
Exactly.
It is a journey, but it's also a process. And there are stages to this thing. You can't just say, well, you know, just like you just said, like I think that what I love about your organization is that it's not just something you just, you know, dreamed of and came up with this idea, but you really thought through very detailed all of the different stages that it takes to, you know, be on this emotional healing journey after the assault. Right?
Yes.
You know, so I love that about your organization. And it's so appropriate that you're doing this huge event in the month of April, which is, you know, Assault Awareness Month. You're doing this event, which I'm so excited to get there and to be there. You know? Yeah, so
I
what,
am
what,
super
what
excited.
What am I talking about?
We are talking about shine. I see that. To shine a light on teal. And it's my 5K, well, Close to Diamond 5K walk run event. And we have a lot of amazing sponsors. We've partnered with the local Rape Center in Greenville, South Carolina, which is where the event will be held in Greenville, South Carolina, April 29th. Check in is at 7:45. And the event starts at 8. And so if you go to Coast of Diamond Facebook page, it's up at the top, it's pinged at the top, so you can just click on the registration and register. It's going to be amazing. We're going to have, I have a Zumba instructor who's going to stretch us out. I have a DJ. I just have a lot of supportive people. I even have some surprises that I can't give away, that I actually got to talk to Jay about, but I can't say it on the radio because the person might be listening on the radio, might be listening to the show one day. But I have some surprises up my sleeve for some people, and we're also going to be giving five spa therapy treatments to the Julian Valentine Rape Center in Greenville, South Carolina.
I love it.
I know a lot of people go, five, that's not a lot, but it is a lot. And it is, you know, they are so thankful. Like, they were even shocked that I was doing this because they've never heard of it either. They were like, we've never. And then when I explained it to her, she was like, that totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I broke a niche. I love it.
I love it too. I'm excited for you, and I'm so proud of you, sis, because you're really, you know, following the purpose. And I know, like, we've had so many conversations, both of us in both of our businesses, like, listen, this is I'm done. I quit. You know, we both wanted
I think we quit like every other day.
Yeah, right. And then the other one of us like, stop being foolish. Like, stop it. I don't even want to hear that right now. Like, come on, we got work to do. But, I mean, the cause that we're doing it for, Ellie, is really isn't for us. It's really to help survivors, because we both ourselves know how hard it is to try to overcome something so traumatic by ourselves. You can't do it by yourself.
You can't.
So,
you really need a support system.
You do need a support system, and you need people who have been there and have blazed the trail, have done those things. I put myself through my own emotional support program because I wanted to make sure that it worked, you know? And so, you know, and it's
Course, the outcome in this is it worked, but when you went through it, did you recognize some different things? Did it help you tweak it? Like,
Definitely. Definitely, because there are some things that came up about me that I never realized and I never recognized before I went through the emotional support program. So I was like, I need to add that component into, you know, a section of the support program, and then, you know, how to break it out and, you know, not overwhelm yourself, because, you know, when you're on this journey, the number one thing is like, I just want to be healed right now. But you have to understand that it is a journey. It's going to take some time. And so you have to be patient with yourself. You have to take it easy on yourself. And you have to find that way of navigating back to who you are at your core, not who you became once you were sexually assaulted. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Oh,
and
that
so
is powerful.
I had to navigate through like so many different emotions. And what I learned through the program is that how to manage those triggers when they come back up again. And so for those of you who are just joining us, we are talking about, actually we're talking about Shay's fabulous nonprofit organization, Code to Diamond, where she actually provides services to survivors of sexual assault and, you know, and to help them cope and deal with, you know, life after sexual assault, and her event that's coming up on April 29th to raise money for her nonprofit, because we all know nonprofits have fundraisers, right? And so earlier we gave out some information about the event, but we're going to actually post it in Fire and Ice on the Facebook page so that it'll be easy access for those who are listening to the replay. You know, that you can go there if you want to donate to this very important cause. Please, please, please do so. You know, it doesn't take much. Every dollar counts. And it all goes to the nonprofit. It all goes to the support and resources for survivors of sexual assault. And so, you guys, Shay, I actually surprised her today by putting her on the spot, because she doesn't talk. You would have done it to me if it was domestic violence, but she doesn't talk. She doesn't talk a lot about what she is bringing to the table. She's always giving us stats, which I know she has a list of stats ready for us today. We're going to get to them. But
because my Instagram is popping with stats.
Yes, and you guys haven't checked out her Instagram. Oh, my God, it is on fleek, you guys. What's your Instagram name, Shay?
It is LorShayLoveIt.CoastToDiamond. If you put in Coast to Diamond, it'll pop up.
I mean, it's on fleek, you guys. So she is really doing a damn thing. If you want to know anything about sexual assault, you can go there. And there's a challenge, too, right, that you're doing on Instagram?
For the month of April, I'm doing just strictly facts on sexual assault. But if you stroll through my Instagram, you can go back to March. In March, actually did a Are You Ready to Heal challenge. And basically every day I gave you like different quotes, scenarios, things to think about. And then I ended the month with tips on how to move forward in those processes.
Awesome. Yes, and we're going to be giving off some tips today, too, on how to deal with that. Like I said earlier in the program, there are huge organizations. We have RAIN. We have
NoMore.org.
We have the National Sexual Violence Resource Center.
And then you have your local places within the state. Every place is different. I know here in the Virginia area where we're at, the Northern Virginia area, we have our rape center, which is called RCASA. Like South Carolina, their rape center is called Julian Valentine Rape Center. So, you know what, Jay? I think I am going to take my time and build a rape center list for all the states.
Oh, that would be great. RAIN has that.
They have one? You said RAIN has one?
Yeah, RAIN, if you go to RAIN website, centers.RAIN. You put in the state that you're in, and it comes up with the entire list. It pops up with the local sexual assault.
This is what I'm going to do for you guys. You can still go to RAIN, but I'm going to take RAIN's information, and I'm going to give them total credit. So when you sit at the bottom, it's going to be like information provided by RAIN, but I'm just going to compile it into one list and give it to you guys.
Yeah,
that way,
and you can find it's not actually, it's not RAIN, it's not owned by RAIN. Like, they did the same thing that we're doing, is doing research on these different
stations.
And so you can do your same research and pull up, like, probably even more now, because that we don't know how current that database is. No offense to RAIN. I just don't know how current the database is.
Well, but their website is awesome. They upgraded, I can tell.
They're focusing on sexual assault. And for those of you who don't know, I am a staffer on, for RAIN. I work on the SAFE helpline, which is the National Sexual Assault hotline for the military side. So I work mostly with military personnel, so who are dealing with sexual assault. So it's like a crisis intervention thing, victim advocacy, and all that kind of stuff. So that's how I know all of these different resources that are out there that people really don't know. But what I like, your idea, Shay, is making it into a resource that is accessible, because not a lot, unless you call Rain, you won't know about it, you know. And as huge as Rain is, not everybody knows about it.
Isn't that crazy?
That is so amazing. It is the largest national sexual assault hotline out there. And a lot of people don't know that it's for sexual assault. They think it's for domestic violence. So, you know, so it really, it helps the more, you know, resources that we have available, and we have it accessible to our community. Like, we don't want them searching for it. You can go to this one place, just like with the emotional support program. I have a membership portal, and every resource is like in one place. We're talking about therapists, we're talking about all kinds of different service providers, support groups, you know, whatever. It's all in one portal, so that the members of the emotional support program can have access to it. So there you go. So what else do we want to share about? I know you have some stats for us, Shay. So what do you got?
Okay, what do I have? Oh, my God, there's a lot of different centers in the state of Virginia. Sorry, you guys, got sidetracked because I wanted to look and make sure that what I said was doable, and it totally is.
I'll do it.
Let's say, so I'm going to start at the beginning of my Instagram, right? And I'm just going to name, because we're on day 12 today. So I'm going to go through each one, so y'all pay attention. One out of every six American women has been a victim of attempted or completed rape in her lifetime. That's a lot, you guys. That's a lot. One out of every 10 rape victims are male. So that means that for every 1/6 of a female, at least 2 of them are males. 7 out of 10 rapes are committed by someone the victim knows.
Yep.
So that little stranger lurking in the alley with the creepy little face, and it's not normally the case. Not saying it doesn't happen, but that is not the majority.
The majority is know and trust, because that's what purpose they try to build, that trust factor with you first. Shay, before we go any further, before you go on with your next number, just bring up a very good, like, have you seen 13 Reasons?
You know what? Me and my oldest and Nikki have said we're going to watch that this weekend.
It's on Netflix.
I heard that it was perfect for preteens and teenagers. So since he's 12, turning 13 this year, I felt like it was something he needed to do. Even though he know what mommy does, and we talk about it a lot, because I do prep my kids for this and teach my boys and teach my girls about, my daughter about this. They said that video was amazing. That movie was amazing.
There's 13 episodes of it. 12 or 13 episodes. Let me tell you, when I was sick with bronchitis.
How long are the episodes?
I think about an hour.
Okay, so well, we're going to have to break this down then.
Yeah, break it down into little pieces. Break it down. Break it. You're probably
not
going
to episode.
It could be a day. Because I had bronchitis. I was sick. I just watched episode
after.
It's on Netflix. But listen, if you've never heard of it, it's 13 Reasons. I'll give you a brief synopsis. It's a girl committed suicide. Before she committed suicide, she recorded 13 tapes of the reason why she made the choice that she made. And she gave it to people who influenced her to make that decision, who actually let her down. And so it's an amazing show. It does deal with suicide. It does deal with sexual assault. it does deal with rape culture because, you know, a lot
victim
of times.
Victim blaming and all that.
Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. Like, oh my God, it is so, so, so good.
Speaking,
so if you have teenagers, if you have teenagers, I strongly encourage you to sit down with them. Start, if you don't know how to have the conversation of sexual assault and how to respect other people's bodies and personal space, sit down and watch 13
Just feel great. Awesome. Yeah. That is amazing.
Yeah, I just love it. Go ahead.
So speaking of victim blaming, it's totally somewhat off the subject, but it does relate when it comes to victim blaming. I know it's Sexual Assault Month, Sexual Assault Awareness Month, but you know the incident that happened with United, with the guy being drugged off the plane, the doctor. You haven't what? It's been all over the news and things. Well, there was United overbooked a plane, and apparently there's video, like, it's really bad. There's video, or there is video, I've watched it. It's videos of a man being drugged off a plane because he wouldn't give up his seat. And he was like, look, I paid for the seat. It's like anybody else. I'm not giving up my seat, da-da-da-da-da. So they called security, and they literally drugged this man like he was a hog off this plane.
Why?
And so, of course, in our society, what's the first thing they do? Victim blame. What did they do? They went and pulled up this man's past history. He's a doctor, and he was trying to make it back to work for his, make it back to state from some vacation to so he could make it back to his shift. He's a doctor. They basically pulled up some past history on him of having a violent past because he had, like, some charges that was pressed. That was pressed on him, but I don't think he was ever charged of it or they were dropped. But what did society do? Instead of holding United accountable for them overbooking the plane,
right?
They go to the person who got drugged off the plane, i.e. the victim, and then go, oh, well, he already had a vomit pad, and he did this, and he did that, and he should have just gave up his seat. Well, would you have gave up your seat if you paid for that seat? No, you would have not. It would be a different story if you ask me and then compensate me back. But for you to drag me off that plane, you're crazy. So that's just part of victim blaming. We can talk about that later on because I'm sure that's going to come up again because I think he is in the midst of a lawsuit. So I think May will be a great time for us to talk about that so that way we can get some more information on it. But back to the facts, you guys. So if you're just joining us, we are going through facts, and I'm just running through them really quick. So 8, like we said, 7 out of 10 is by someone you know, which makes that 82% of sexual assault were perpetrated by a non-stranger, meaning someone you know. Here we go. This one was just baffled to me because I love numbers, and numbers show you everything.
Yeah.
Every 107 seconds, so that's like a minute and 13 seconds, an American, I didn't say male or female, an American is sexually assaulted. That is on average 293,000 every year.
Oh gosh,
these
numbers are so like heartbreaking.
Exactly, it is heartbreaking. 68% of sexual assault are not reported to the police. I wonder why. Victim blaming. Half of the perpetrators are 30 and older. So 50% of perpetrators, and you guys, not to insult your intelligence, not the thing that you're dumb, but perpetrators is the person who committed the crime. Just that's all I wanted to say. Are over 30. 25% are 20 to 29. And that's high, 21 to 29, because that's around college age. 9% are 18 to 20.
Yeah, college age,
Yes, college age. Every 8 minutes, this one was so heartbreaking to me. Every 8 minutes, a child under the age of 18, that's still a child, is being sexually assaulted in the United States.
And I was going to say, I was going to ask if you had any numbers for children, because all the numbers that you were talking about, which are crazy numbers right now, we're just dealing with adults. But when you start looking at the children side,
it does. It gets wild. So,
and this is just reported.
This is reported, exactly. This is reported, and then as the month go on, you'll see those facts about reported, non-reported, all those good things. This one goes to our administration, because you know, with them, they say all Hispanics and African Americans are rapists, right? And that what was said, Hispanics are rapists. Okay, well, 57% of white people are the perpetrators. 57%.
Wow. Yeah.
And these are, like I said, the ones that have been reported. 27% is African American. That's a big jump. That's a 30% difference.
Yeah.
30% difference. 8% are Hispanic and 6% are other. And other is like Asian, Muslim, like Arabic, like all that. So yeah, look at those numbers. Administration. All right, we're going to leave that one alone. Okay. Last fact, and there were four today. Out of every 1,000 rapes, mind you, remember there's 293,000. Out of every 1,000 rapes, 994 perpetrators will walk free. So that means only 6 of them will be charged.
And you know, that's, I think that, you know, when we talk about these numbers, it's really, really heartbreaking, and it's really sad that this is happening in our world, and we're raising our children in a world like this. And I think that's even the more why these conversations that we have are so important, you know, so that we can become informed, and so that we could, as parents, make different decisions on just assuming our kid is not going to be in that number, you know,
exactly.
But really training our children to be aware and to have knowledge, and not, you know, especially before they go off to college. And now it's starting to happen in elementary school. You know, knowledge is
powerful. But that is a learn. And let me tell you something about this. Like, I'm glad you brought that up about the elementary school. They're elementary kids. They don't really understand. So that's a learned behavior, you guys. So instead of looking at the child and saying, oh, my God, I can't believe he did that, you need to be looking at the household of this child, or the surroundings of this child, because it might not necessarily be in the house. It could be the uncle who don't live in the house. It could be the aunt who don't live in the house. It could be the cousin who don't live in the house who is doing this to the child.
It could be the friend that could sleep over.
It could be the friend. Is that who?
The kids go over for sleepovers.
But mind you, that friend at the sleepover still learned it from somewhere, because it's a learned behavior. So when you see these children in elementary school that are doing it to other children, it's hard to wrap your head around it, because you initially look at the surface, the tip of the iceberg, which is that exactly. But what we got to pay attention to is up underneath the iceberg, where did this come from? Who did this to
look
you?
Look at the root. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So we have to be, you know, and it is, oh man, it's just so heartbreaking, because children are really innocent. And as parents and providers and guardians, we want to protect our children at all costs. And I know you feel like that you having your child and they're not sleeping over somewhere or doing this, that you're protecting them. But actually, you're only doing half of the protection, because the other half of the protection is giving them the knowledge and tools to understand what to do in the situation, or
That's
if it was to happen, that they can come talk to you.
That's
like,
right.
You're only doing half protection. You got to give them knowledge, because knowledge is key. Knowledge is power. Remember what they say? When someone, No one can take your education from you. No one can take what you learn from you. No one can take those tools from you. So you got to give them that.
Absolutely, and
I love that's
your passion. But here's the thing, Shay. If we taught our children at such a young age, like you're teaching your kids at such a young mm-hmm. age, if we taught them about these types of things at that age, and they grow up with this knowledge, then we wouldn't need centers like RAIN. We wouldn't need centers. We wouldn't need emotional support programs like I have, who only mm-hmm. deal with adult survivors of childhood abuse, because there's a lasting effect when a child has been sexually molested.
It
takes years to heal from something like that. So if we mm-hmm. taught them at that age, we can prevent them from having to, you know, sign up for programs like my program, or, you know, go to programs like your nonprofit, or, you know, mm-hmm. call sexual assault hotlines or suicide prevention hotlines, because it really sets you in a really, really, really bad place. So I like the fact that we brought in that component today about how, you know, and we even did a segment, you guys, on how to talk to your child about sexual assault.
We did. So go back and check it on the blog.
Maybe I can go back and pull that up and then post it again for you guys, for those who are not really aware of how to talk to. So I know we covered a lot today.
Oh, we did. Oh, my God.
Quickly, but thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching or listening to the replay. We hope we said something that was impactful for your life, or something that brought a little light to, you know, whatever situation that you're going through. And we're going to leave you with some words of encouragement. How about that?
Let's go. I'm looking for it, you guys. I'm sorry. I blacked out on you for a little bit. All right. I don't like this one. Can I do another one? Okay, let's see. Give me another one. No. All right, I guess I'll do this. Only reason I say I don't like it, guys, is just because, you know, I've been reading up on my history. But anyway, here we go. Let's do this. Always bear in mind that your own resolution to succeed is more important than any other. That's it? Okay. Always bear in mind that your own resolution to succeed is more important than any other. So that basically go back to what Jay told me earlier. Stop worrying about what people think.
Yeah.
About you, what you do. Because what you think about what you do is more important than what any other think about it. And that was from Abraham Lincoln.
Everybody else's opinion of you is none of your business. If you've been called, mm-hmm. you know you've been called, and this is your divine purpose, walk in it. And people, mm-hmm. and you have to understand too that people weren't given the vision that you were given. So of course they're not going to mm-hmm. see you. You can explain
it to them as you want to
and be prophetic as you want to, but they won't get it because it's not their damn vision. It's yours.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
carry it out. And until next week, you guys, we love you and have a fabulous week. Bye,
love everyone. You. See you next week.